This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, the Captain's America. And we're also on the web with our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. See what we have to offer, and I'm sure you'll be very pleasantly surprised. Now, don't forget that we offer all sorts of things, and MyPillow.com is over there, so isn't relief factor folks, and you can get some additional savings and discounts over there off the website. Okay, joining us from the United States Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, here's our great friend and guest, Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we start with the obvious, and that is Russia. We have a game of Russian roulette going on. Vladimir Putin is taking dead aim at the U.S. and NATO with his comments about the escalating tensions in Ukraine. I don't know what we're going to do to slow this down, but it doesn't look like it's happening.
No, and for me, and I think the question for Americans ought to be this. Of all the options that we have available, and we had available long before we got to this point, are we willing to go to war to protect the faltering ego of our president or the ego of the head of Russia? Because that's where we're at right now. It's not about the real genuine interest of either Russia or the United States of America. This is all landing on the egos of two men. And unfortunately, that's what we're latched around. And the folks out there on the ground, the folks that will be on the ground potentially or are currently on the ground, that's what they're faced with. And I guarantee you that protecting the ego of any two men on the planet is not what is in their best interest, And it's not in the best interest of either Russia or the United States of America.
Yeah. And when you talk about best interests over there, our State Department yesterday talked about Iran now being on pace to have nuclear bomb material within a few weeks so they can start making all the bombs they want.
Well, who could have seen that coming, huh?
How many years ago did
we start talking about the fact that Iran was on its way to becoming a nuclear power and happening? How much serious discussion do we have about what is the way to which to prevent that rather than just stand by the side? We didn't use the economic, the diplomatic, some might even argue that the only bulwark that existed for a long time against Iran was Saddam Hussein, of all people, in Iraq. And, of course, that was taken away, and it left a vacuum, but we did not we didn't make the right adjustments foreign policy-wise, and we kind of went to sleep at the wheel, and here we are.
Well, Russia definitely does not want Ukraine to become a NATO member, and I don't know why we did this, but the United States of America yesterday rewarded Qatar as a major non-NATO ally.
Yeah, and I think your discussion earlier was about right. It was all about making sure that we take care of our real, genuine NATO allies that have been since the inception, like Germany, all that, to put their energy resources. But, of course, we failed to do the things that we could have done over the last several years to protect those and keep our energy independence for us and the good of our genuine allies. But, I don't think we have an interest in Ukraine being a part of NATO. Either. They're not a good fit. They're not a part of what the purpose of NATO was. And so not to take the sides of Putin on that, but that is something that gets lost in the discussion. And that's not really what this is all about, okay, should they be in NATO or not to be in NATO? I guarantee you, the average Ukrainian and even their leaders, they're not thinking about, well, if we were to join NATO, or if we were just to outright reject the idea of joining NATO, which is our best bet? Neither one. That's not what they're thinking about. They're thinking, tomorrow, will we be at war? Is my life going to be threatened tomorrow?
All right. All that thought. We're coming right back, folks, with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also from the Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha, and we have a great time there. And you never know, because you might actually run into our guest and our good friend, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright there. Isn't that right, Colonel?
Yes, it is. With you, and always happy to be here with you. And wherever you're at and wherever our paths cross, I always enjoy it.
Yeah, and we have a good group. We have a really good group that comes in on down there. So there you go. All right, before we get going here, we got a call coming in. So let me go over here. Okay, it's Mary. Okay, and Mary, by the way, is a veteran herself. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to ask a question. If we're going to talk about borders of other countries all day, I think that we're going to need to look at our own borders first, and take care of our own country first, or we're not going to have a country to be able to help other people. What do you think? Thank you.
Okay, well, what do I think? Well, I'll try you first, Colonel. I know what I think about it, but what do you think?
My heart, my mind are probably in consonance with Mary. And I'll tell you, and a comment to go back to the thing, with all due respect to Denise Simon earlier, she let a little of her neoconservatism show when she made the comment about our admittedly inept withdrawal both from Afghanistan and from Iraq over the last decade or two. That's a true statement. But to make the comment that somehow our purpose there was to get the governments of Iraq and Afghanistan to where they could do things and equip them to do that. And then if somehow they are unable to do that, we need to step in. I couldn't disagree with more. That has led us down some very bad paths.
Mm-hmm.
And in answer to Mary, I'm going to invite Mary and all the listeners, in addition to the great things like you're doing, Captain, with on behalf of our veterans, with that fundraising event and handing out awards here, that's wonderful stuff. But tonight at 7:45 p.m., and you can be there physically or you can follow the Facebook live stream at the University of Southern Florida in Tampa, up your way, at starting at 7:45, there's going to be a forum. And the discussion is a foreign policy discussion, when is war right?
Mm-hmm.
And it talks very much about what Mary's concerns are. It'll talk very much about the things that we've talked about. And I think it'll get at the root of some of what some of the other folks on the Third Watch have talked about, to include Denise Simon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And that's tonight, you say, at 7:45.
7:45, it'll Facebook live stream. You can go to Concerned Veterans for America Facebook page. They'll have a link to it. And it's at the Marshall Student Center at room 3704 up there in Tampa, at the University of South Florida, if people want to go in person. But if they can't make the trip like I cannot, I'm going to be watching it on Facebook live stream.
Okay. Now, Department of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin yesterday was addressing the governors and talking to them about the COVID-19 vaccine situation. And he told them, under no uncertain circumstances, all members of the National Guard must get a COVID-19 vaccine shot, even after the governors who control the state militias, because that's the way it's set up, said, I'm your commanding officer. You do not have to do this. You have an option. Where's this going to go?
Well, nowhere good. I mean, we've even got, some of these corporate bullies that tried to pull the same thing. They're having to back down in a huge way. And, of course, Third Watch, because that's where some of your background is with the truckers and all that. But you saw what the truckers did up there in Canada, and then you asked the question, well, where is Justin here? Of course, he was on the wrong side. He's having to backtrack. The same thing where, unfortunately, we have a Department of Defense and we have military leaders that are sycophants of a political stance. And that's exactly what this is, and it's unfortunate, and it shouldn't be the center of discussion for what our military. I mean, we're talking about potentially deploying more troops to fight a potential war, and yet we have spent the last year or two, because we've been driven by politics, to deal with this kind of silliness, and we're fighting our governors like Abbott in Texas, DeSantis here in Florida, and others elsewhere. Over silly things like this, which are to no good, and in fact, they're in defiance of the science. The science is showing us that what he is saying and what he's driving is not supported.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we got a Navy guy named Flip who's up here by me, and he's saying, "I love the Colonel, right on point."
Well, thank you. I don't always have to be agreed with. In fact, sometimes some of my closest friends and I have great disagreements over some things. I'm okay with that because I think they sleep okay at night, and I do too. But, I do appreciate that, that agreement.
Now, listen, I'm going to get into one more thing military before I switch over to the political side of things. The U.S. and our Kurdish allies, the Kurdish Syrian guys, they foiled a major ISIS comeback plot by taking on a large contingent of ISIS people in the area where they were located. They not only had the ground forces, but they had the air forces, and they just destroyed a very large element of the bad guys.
Yeah, of course, again, without Russia and somewhat in the background, Chinese background, I don't think our Syrian president could have survived anything up to this point because his ill-fitted military and all that, it can't even take on a very passionate group of folks like our Kurds who are, frankly, folks like that are turning out to be the real torchbearers for what we want to see accomplished, even more so than our own troops there. They're largely just put in harm's way and not equipped or able or permitted to do much other than to, occasionally use like the Patriot missiles, which occurred this last week. But, I guess if you're looking for some things that are good news stories about capabilities and good guys and having some victories, that certainly is one of them. And some people would argue, well, if we had done the right thing on behalf of the Kurds a long time ago, they might even be more capable of turning things out. We might not have to have any troops in Syria, in Syrian bases or anything like that, to just simply be in harm's way and attract enemy fire.
They should have been allowed to have their own country, their own military, and be all self-sustaining. That's my opinion.
Of course, that sounds like a pretty radical idea about saying, hey, breaking Iraq down into I tell you what, the Kurds running northern part of Iraq, they would have been a greater bulwark against Iran and probably have done a better job than Saddam was ever able to do without all the evilness that Saddam brought into the world and to Iraq. So I don't know. You may have something there, but, that's a hindsight thing. And we gotta take the world as it is now and go forward and find out what's best for American interests.
I'm not sure we can do this any justice, but I'm going to throw this out there. There's a story right now that there are meeting notes from the Biden administration who was deciding what to do at the very last minute about the Afghanistan situation there in Kabul. And leaked notes now reveal how unprepared the Biden administration actually was to evacuate the Afghan nationals who had helped us, some 40,000 of them. They had no clue what they were going to do.
Of course they didn't. And we knew that. Americans knew that. But that isn't what was being trumpeted by the either the Pentagon or the State Department spokesman trying to defend the indefensible. I tell you, this is the single greatest, most egregious thing, the withdrawal of Afghanistan, of all the terrible, wrong-headed moves that our current administration made. Afghanistan, and not just because I'm a veteran, but as an American, that causes me the most angst.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. The Colonel's going to stick around for one more segment. I'll be right back with him and a lot more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 91 million Americans are under winter weather alerts and nearly 6 million on cold temperature alerts. The National Weather Service is reporting states from Colorado to Vermont are experiencing the impact. An Arctic front is due to hit the hardest in the south, where icy roads and power outages will lead to headlines for the next 48 hours.
Leaked documents from a White House Situation Room meeting the day before Kabul, Afghanistan fell to the Taliban shed new light on just how unprepared the Biden administration was to evacuate Afghan nationals who helped the United States in its 20-year war. Hours before the Taliban seized control of the Afghanistan capital on August 15, 2021, senior Biden administration officials were still discussing their plans. It's been announced country singer Mickey Guyton will perform the Star Spangled Banner at SoFi Stadium in L.A. on February 13th to open up the Super Bowl. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate that. That's Jeff in Sarasota. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. By the way, don't forget, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on 7 years. And I take it because of what it does to help me with the pain that I have and the swelling and the inflammation in my left ankle and foot, as well as my back and my shoulder. And it works. That's all I can tell you. It's all natural. There's no drugs in it. The turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 goes right straight to the source of the problem and takes care of it, and it will either eliminate or lower the pain that I'm in, too. So there you go. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Get it started. See what it'll do for you, and I think you'll be a happy camper. All righty, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Do you mind if I do a real quick pitch on behalf of our right of self-defense before we talk about marching?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll do a quick pitch because you're a part of it, because you came and spoke at a constitutional carry rally that we have. But what we're finding is that despite the Florida Senate President Simpson coming out and saying he supported constitutional carry. And, of course, we have the current Speaker of the House is with the impediment in the House. But despite that, he's not exerting pressure on the committee in the Senate, and the committees in the House are not moving forward on constitutional carry, let alone lesser than that, campus carry, open carry. But constitutional carry is the fight, and the governor said he will sign that. And we'd like to see Florida become constitutional carry state. It's a shame that we have to do that because our inalienable right of self-defense, the one civil liberty that ensures and secures all our other civil liberties, is the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, Captain, because you spoke down here in my neck of the woods and gave a great presentation along with several others on behalf of that and advocating for constitutional carry and our Second Amendment rights. So the pressure needs to stay on up in Tallahassee on the House and the Senate to put on Governor DeSantis' desk a constitutional carry bill. The time is now. And in fact, tomorrow on Thursday, there will be a group gathered at the Capitol advocating primarily for constitutional carry. So if you're in that neck of the woods, or you can make your way up there, join the group up there, but email, phone call, be there in Tallahassee. Keep the heat on. They're feeling it, but we can't let up. And the time is not on our side. We got to get her done. This is the session to get it done. The governor will sign it, and we will be the free state of Florida in fact and not just in name only. Get her done.
Yep, that's very good, and I'm glad you had a chance to say that. Now, speaking of get her done, little Dr. Fauci, it's come out through redacted files that have been released, and a lot of them, I might add. It's now been established that he knew about the virus lab origin from a secret teleconference that they had, he and a bunch of other doctors, back on, let's see here, back in June of last year, and they never said a word. Instead, Dr. Fauci took the narrative and changed it, turned it around, so that we didn't know about the danger that was headed our way, that made it sound like as if, well, it's nothing to worry about. It's something that happened because of a lab accident or whatever the heck it was he cooked up, but it was anything but the truth.
And you and I and most Americans are not surprised at all about this because we strongly suspected that based upon what we were seeing and what we were learning long before this came out that this was the case. We long suspected that Rand Paul was right in calling out Fauci a long time ago, and he was ridiculed for calling him a liar to Congress. And based upon this, no thinking American can conclude otherwise than that Fauci is a liar. And in fact, he has probably been responsible for the deaths of people because of lies he sold. And we've got an administration that has hinged itself on being able to defend Fauci, being able to defend, and frighteningly enough, the administration almost needs COVID to continue to be the basis of fear to keep yourself alive. It's one of the few things that's keeping this administration alive. And that is scary to me. That is scarier than the Ukraine, scarier than anything, and it's something that now that we've got this evidence, we need to do the right thing. You know, everybody's saying, oh, you're conspiracy theorists for saying fire Fauci and all that. Well, as the evidence unveils, we see that they're right. Rand Paul was right. We were right. Most Americans were right on this.
Well, evidence now suggests that little Dr. Fauci also actively shaped a highly influential academic paper that was published back on February the 16th of 2020 before later being printed in the prominent science journal Nature, which excluded such a possibility as to what we just mentioned. In addition, at the time, public reports also emerged of a potential link between the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China and the Chinese Communist Party virus outbreak, yet these reports were all dismissed by Fauci and other medical professionals as conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and stop me if we've never asked this question before. How is this not rise to the level of criminal behavior? We've asked that about not just Fauci, but so many players for so many years now. How is this not criminal behavior? Well, we have our lawmakers in Congress who are responsible for making the laws that don't appear to really care about laws being followed. We've got the executive branch responsible for making sure that the laws pass the legislature down, and in the end, protecting our civil liberties in the United States Constitution. Yet it's abridged on a daily basis, and yet nothing appears to be happening. So why aren't people frustrated? Why aren't there people on January 6th going to the Capitol and making known their frustrations in a way? And it's not right that it spills over into criminal behavior inside the Capitol, but it's more understandable than the anarchy on our streets, left and right, that continues and that we look the other way on.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of that is definitely true. And, folks, I'm speaking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, you hear him every Wednesday here on the program. Now, how those lockdowns work out, and I'm being facetious because I'm going to tell you what I know here. The lockdowns reduced the COVID mortality only 0.2%, according to the Johns Hopkins research study team.
Oh, Johns Hopkins, the revered, certainly more revered than the George Washington Law School is anymore, the once revered institution. But Johns Hopkins, so, hey, follow the science. And what is the science out of Johns Hopkins saying? Saying that we weren't following the science, and yet that was what the administration was preaching. There you go.
By the way, the ivermectin study that's out there, done by a Japanese company called Kowa Limited, K-O-W-A in the spelling, says that the antiviral effect against COVID works quite well with the ivermectin.
Yeah, I can speak personally. I did not take a regimen that included ivermectin, but I did. My wife and I did take some that were doing it. And I will tell you that the both of us, we had the D variant COVID, and we had the Omicron, and we did this as a regular basis, and we just doubled up on it when we did it, and we had it, and we got over it in a couple of days. It was, the D variant was pretty bad for a day, but we got at it, and then we stayed away from folks for about 4 days, and we were back and fighting and running it, and quite honestly, I know it's not the flu, I know it's not things, but I have been much sicker, despite the fact I had that, and and here's the truth. I haven't been vaccinated. I won't. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but we consulted with our medical professionals, our doctors, and we determined that we were better off health-wise not to do that and to follow the regimens that we did. Not for everybody, but it worked for us and it proved out. We followed the science as it applied to us in consultation with our doctors, and we did pretty good. Very good.
All righty. Well, Colonel, here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go. Look forward to talking to you next week. Will we see you tomorrow?
All right, Captain. See you tomorrow at lunch.
All right. Thank you very much. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming up with the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, ConsumerQB.com on the website. We're going to talk about some of the problems facing people right now in their houses and their businesses. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy. And this final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road of McIntosh. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Don't forget, all of our military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, we have Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, on the telephone line with us. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Let's see. We have a caller here. Let's see what the question might be. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Brandon Rimes?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike here.
What's up, Driver
Talking about
Mike?
Clark Road. Northbound 205 Clark Road on top of the overpass. Someone lost a golf cart, and the golf cart's in pieces in the left lane. Left lane's blocked, and there's only one policeman there.
A golf cart?
So be careful. Yep. Someone lost their golf cart.
Okay.
Looks like somebody already hit it once, and it spun around, but the left lane is blocked. Mm-hmm. That's Park Road, northbound.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good day, people.
Thank you very much. Okay. Well, I'm sure that my news director just heard that. All right. Brandon, we have a lot of people that keep telling me they got all these gimmicks, these games that people are playing with trying to get your credit card number or trying to get your bank account number or whatever. And some of it sounds legit, but when you think, you know, 5 minutes about it, it's not. What can people do except block these calls? I mean, that's what I keep doing. When I get them, I block them.
Yeah, calls and text messages, even emails. And sometimes also they'll research and they'll know that you have an account with AT&T, for example. So they'll send you a text message that says, hey, thanks for the on-time payment. Here's your free gift.
Yeah, here's AT&T $50. Office. Here's $50 to use any way you want. No, no, no.
Yeah, don't click the link. The link's going to send you to a bad place. It could even take over your device in some cases with different types of you know, malware and those types of things that can be really harmful to your device. And just be, you got to be cognizant about these different scams. Those scammers are working hard to try to get your hard-earned money, and don't let them do it.
Yeah, and it's even a little bit more than that right now, too, because we have people that they call you on the phone and they toss this stuff out at you. It's not just emails anymore. It's text messages. It's anything they can do to try to get at you. And just if you do not know who it is, don't answer it.
Yeah, don't trust them at all. And also in the real estate space, they'll take our real estate listings and they will re-engineer them and reverse engineer them to a point where it's like a something to rent. And then they'll have you mail in to a post office box. So that should be red alert right there. The deposit check, and it looks like a good deal. It looks like something you'd want to rent for a decent price or a better than decent price. And once you mail that deposit, you're done. It's out. It's a fake Craigslist post or a post in a sense, and it's not an actual real estate property that's even available. So
well,
you got to be really about that.
We had something happen here two, maybe 3 years ago where that was quite the popular scam going on, and people were doing it with like summer rentals, summer cottage rentals, and I think somebody
right.
I think somebody from out of state went to jail over that.
Yeah, I've seen some people getting prosecuted. They finally catch up to some of them. They'll put lock boxes on properties and try to, you know, really scam people with that kind of thing. So, you've got to be really diligent about it. Research, find out who they are, ask questions if you do happen to get into a position. But yeah, I agree. Don't, if it's an unknown number, block number, scam number, just block it. Let them leave a voicemail if they really want to talk to you.
Now, you, with the Consumer Quarterback Show, offer people an opportunity, regardless of where they're from, if you can help them, if they're not able to get help doing whatever, you actually will offer to try to help them in whatever capacity you can do here. Is that correct?
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, is based on our worldwide network through Keller Williams Realty. We have over 200,000 real estate agents worldwide, and so we can help people in every state with lots of different aspects relating to real estate, and then sometimes outside of real estate, too, if you need a good referral. Yeah, we can reach out through our network and say, hey, there's someone in Georgia, for example, that needs a CPA, or someone in the Carolinas is looking for a referral to a good financial advisor. We can do that. We can find those research through our network and get you in touch with good people that can help you answer questions.
Yeah, or the attorneys. People are always looking for a good attorney in an area they're in because of problems they have.
That's right. Yep. So we can reach out through our network and ask for attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, any type of insurance expert, whatever you need. we can reach out through our network and help you with that. Something that's really cool too is I just joined Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment Division. So I'm the, one of the few that are selected through, in Tampa Bay, and we're working specifically through that program with athletes, musicians, actors, all types of, folks that are in sports or entertainment.
Now, in what respect, what are you doing with them?
Well, we're helping them with real estate, finding homes, renting homes, selling, investing. So that's the Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment Division.
So is Brady moving?
You know, I think he's going to have some roots here in Tampa Bay, I believe, with the front office, I hope.
Well, I think, okay, and we'll talk about Tom Brady for a minute. I think Tom Brady, Giselle was the one that made the call on that, and I get it. He's got teenage kids, okay? And if he does something, as you said, with the front office, he really likes it here, and his wife likes it here. So I don't, and by the way, he did, in an indirect, not, well, well, this is more direct, I guess, he did shun the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick yesterday by barely mentioning them.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a lot of the backlash online, and it was interesting to see how that played out. Yeah, very interesting.
Well, I think that he's definitely going to be, if he wants to be in football, I definitely believe he'll be in the front office, certainly public relations, something like that, maybe even television as a broadcaster. He'd be a good one,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, he'd be excellent. Yeah, he's just so knowledgeable of the game and got a great personality, likable. And, I like the fact that he's a MAGA supporter also.
Yeah, and by the way, don't forget Drew Brees, who was one of his buddies, went off to become pretty good at what he's doing, too.
Yep, that's right. Sideline reporter on NBC, I believe, right alongside Tony Dungy in the gang.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very much so. And he's doing a really good job. I really think that he's surprising a lot of people. Because usually sometimes these guys get on TV and whatnot, and they can't do that great of a job. I'm running out of time here. Tell us how to find you, a website and phone number, please.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Captain. Brandon Rhymes, Brandon Rhymes, the Consumer Quarterback Show, and our website, consumerqb.com. You can also call directly 813-917-1894. Call or text 813-917-1894 and consumerqb.com.
All righty. I will talk to you again next week, and I'll see you tonight at our dinner.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Thanks so much, buddy.
Okie dokie. Brandon Rhymes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback, consumerqb.com, the website. And he's a good guy. He will help you out if he can. If he can't, he'll point you in the right direction so you can get some help. How's that? All works out the way it should be, in my opinion. Okay, I'll be back tonight with more on the Redidio. I'm going to jump over to the Village Inn again today, this morning, right after the show. Be there about 6:15. Have some breakfast before I go in on home. So we'll see you there, and I'll see a bunch of you tonight at the Innisbrook Country Club for dinner there with the NAA folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.